Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is the you need to know. Back after the holiday season and ready to tackle some more questions that are coming into the app. So keep them coming. What do we have this week, Kyle?
We've got a question that is right up our alley, and I think it's a great question. So, question is, I am curious about using reverse osmosis for spraying water so I could possibly reduce chemical rates. Has anyone tried it or know of any data to share about it? So the person asking is saying, hey, if I install a reverse osmosis system for my spray water, can I reduce herbicide rate? So that's the question.
Where does that question come from?
Somewhere in Louisiana, Lake Providence, it says.
Okay. Well, I don't know what type of water that they would have down there, but you're a Gulf Coast state, so you might have, I would say, saline salts could possibly be something that would be a big thing in your water supply. I think we've had some questions like that before in our previous lives about like deionized water, right, or something along those lines. Can I do something with my herbicide rates if my water source is pure or perfect or whatever you want to call it?
So yeah, I get why he's asking the question. I get why this is coming up. So deionized water, it means you start with a pure source. Let's say you're working with well water otherwise. And so there are certain classes of chemistry, glyphosate and glufosinate being your biggest ones, but clethodim and some other classes will fall into this as well, but they can be easily antagonized by cations in your water. So the minerals that are in your water, in a well water source. And so I get the question being asked. He's saying, hey, if I deionize this, will I have more efficiency with the herbicide that I'm putting into the tank mix because I have no cations in my water now?
Yeah. So if you got, say, a crop in our area that multiple pass, that's you're probably thinking about is soybeans. Because you're, and this question probably relates, at least it does to me without naming chemistry, probably more around glyphosate. And the adjuvant that you're using is a water conditioner to try to combat some of the things that are possibly in your water. So the first thing you probably need to do is test your water and right, see where you're at. You know, we send ours off if we want that to AgVice Labs, and they'll run us analysis of what's contents, our SAR and our pH and whatever it contains, if there's potassium or iron or sodium or things like that. But there are other things that, and if you're doing multiple passes, you know, if it's a dollar to $2 an acre, I could see where you're like, hey, I spend a lot of money on adjuvants in a year. Could I do something different? And we were just looking up, trying to find out what is the cost for a commercial, because you're going to use some big gallons.
Right. Spray water is a lot of, and especially in a soybean rotation, you're probably using a lot of 20 gallon per acre rates. And so you have a farm that's got 1,000 acres of soybeans, and you're making three passes that you need to have deionized water. You start to do the math. That's a lot of gallons you got to produce. Yeah. And so you have to, and it's not like you have days to wait for that production. So you need to build a system that can do it for your daily needs. That could get expensive.
Yeah. So when I got this question, I thought, well, it's great that they're thinking about the water source. But the part of the question was to do that in order to reduce rates. And I don't think we're in that market of reduced mm-hmm. rates. That is a big concern. We just were at some industry meetings this past week, and yeah, there's some things that are very concerning. I think this question sort of relates back to post-applied applications that contain glyphosate. If you have other chemistry that requires other adjuvants like a methylated seed oil, I don't really see the benefit of that water source, because it's your adjuvant's doing a different thing than what you're asking here. So plus every piece of equipment that we went and tried to look online, they said call for a quote. So
you know it's expensive, but here's my deductive reasoning on some of this too. So could you, if you installed a water deionizer, a reverse osmosis system, would you see if you continue to use the same rate of herbicide, increased efficacy. Absolutely, I believe you would. But you also got to ask, what are the other reasons you're adding a water conditioning agent to your tank mix for? And what can I do by controlling my spray water source versus what else am I using that water conditioner for? And so the only portion deionized water is going to help you with is buffering out cations in the water solution. But that's only one component of a spray application. There's also the, while that spray solution is traveling in the air, and it once that spray solution lands on a leaf. So how many times have you seen wheel tracks behind a sprayer? You know what that's from, right? It's from dust bellowing up behind the tracks, and that adheres to the spray droplets, deactivates whatever chemistry it is, namely glyphosate being the biggest culprit in a lot of those cases because it had cations in it and you didn't have enough water conditioning agent added to the spray solution.
Yeah. And there's other benefits that I think a lot of times the main focus with those products are you're talking about what's in your water source. And there's not as much talk about here's what else this product does. Because it contains ammonium sulfate, as an example, it is going to move your product across the leaf membrane a lot easier. It might contain a non-ionic surfactant that will spread your droplet out and be able to move through stomata or openings in that leaf. It might have a pH difference that is going to be able to do some things with that chemistry. So it isn't just, I think a lot of focus is on the contents of the water, but you got your weeds are doing things. They got little hairs. They got a lot of lamb's quarter is really tough because it's got a waxy cuticle layer. And so to just target your water.
There's a lot of external factors. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to treat your water, to try to reduce a rate. I think your product would probably perform better if, yeah, there was no other content in your water, but I don't think it's going to make you eliminate the need for an adjuvant. I think it's going to increase long-term your cost.
And to go back to the original question was, can I reduce my herbicide rate? That's a dangerous game to play. And we're at the point now where ask yourself, how well does glyphosate work? What was the rate that you originally used versus what you use now? Same to be said about Liberty. Same to be said about any of your PPOs, if it's Flexstar, Cobra, or Ultrablazer, Clethodim for us in a lot of states in the Midwest. We're not using less of it anymore. We're using more and more of it because plants are building tolerance. So even though you gain synergism in efficacy because you could use deionized water, doesn't mean that you're going to directly see that good of activity out of it that you can reduce the rate. It's a dangerous game you play. And that was the stuff we said earlier, like the hairs on plant leaves, they catch dust. They make it hard for a water drop to actually adhere to the surface. The dust behind tractor wheels on a sprayer. If you're not conditioning your water on top of that, because you did reverse osmosis and you decide that I don't need that part either. It's like, that's a direct cost I can cut out. Now you're taking a pure herbicide, and sure, it's not tied up in water solution, but it makes it that much easier to get tied up now and without a proper water conditioning adjuvant in a lot of those spraying circumstances.
And I'm sure there's been studies that have been done. We couldn't find any, I guess, or there might be in some university or scientific journals, things like that. What we did find is that there is a lot of reverse osmosis used in agriculture, but it's greenhouses, hydroponics, aquaculture, where water's pretty, they're probably more particular on some of the stuff. Couldn't find anything about spraying, but I'm not bringing that rate down. I'm going to try to do some other things. It's water's the biggest volume you use, and it's important to pay attention to it, but it's not going to do something where you can just say, oh, I'm going to reduce that rate down. We sat and listened to some things on kosher this last week that are not going to be good.
Right. And if you're justifying a reverse osmosis system, most spray water you're probably over the long term still farther ahead paying for an adjuvant, especially for what ammonium sulfate costs if you're just going to a dry or a liquid source, really, for that. So unless you have a spray water source that you have no other choice and you have some extremely high calcium carbonate, you have high sodium, high sulfate, something that causes issues with the water quality where it's so bad that you need to do something about it, that even an adjuvant can help you, I could see where a reverse osmosis system could be to a benefit. But under the majority of people farming, under the majority of water, well water sources, I would say that you're further ahead using a water conditioning adjuvant to buffer your needs in your spray solution than you are with a reverse osmosis system. Now, if you wanted a reverse osmosis system for drinking water on the farm, you know, for your own home or for drinking purposes, I could see that being a justified reason. But for commercial gallons, spray water, it might be more expensive than you think to justify the cost of that system.
I just looked up Lake Providence. It's on the Mississippi. Sits right on the Mississippi. So I don't know what weed species they mainly deal with there, or the what type of water that they have. But I do like the fact that it was a great question, because you're thinking about some other things, right? So it was like, when that one came across, like, oh, first thing I did was like, okay, I have my opinion, but I'm going to go see everybody else's opinion first. So you can follow the question and see what other people have. And there's some really good experts on here that have experience around different topics. And this was this one got quite a few responses, because it's a multi-ask question, and then it kind of branches off because there's more detail. Devil's in the detail.
It always is. That's agronomy. The devil's in the details. And with that, keep asking questions like this on AgVisor Pro. When you get specific like this and ask about these kinds of systems, you're going to find people that will share things. And for this particular question, I think there were six people that shared their experience with that, from agronomists to other farmers, about their experiences or why they use that system or what they do instead of a reverse osmosis system. I think we, just browsing through the answers, we basically covered the same kind of set of reasoning that the collective did answering that question.
So hop on it, folks. Get on the app. Ask away. It's a great place to network. Even if you don't get some of the questions answered the way you want to get them answered, you're probably going to run across somebody that's going to help you in other aspects too. So,
and that, folks, is you need to know this week. We'll see you.